charter school, first of all, is a public school.
Elisa Falco, a director with the Georgia Charter Schools Association, says charters are public schools on a 5-year contract. That means those schools have more flexibility, but also increased accountability.
They have to meet certain performance objectives in the areas of academics, governance, as well as fiscal health. So in the 4th year, that's reviewed, and the authorizer determines if the charter should continue.
There are two types of charters, startups and conversions. Conversions change existing schools into charters. Startups usually come from grassroots efforts to create new schools. Falco says that can present a financial challenge.
Startup schools are not part of any facility plan. The charter law does allow for unused district-owned facilities to be leased to the charter school free of rent. So there is a savings there that the law allows, but that's if there is, you know, surplus facility.
Charter schools earn tax revenue based on the number of students they serve. However, they have to pay 3% of that money to their authorizer, either a district or the state commission. Martha Dalton, WABE News.